Period. Yes.
If he did not give the wind vision without eye, how was it making a distinction among the people of Ad? How did it know the true believer from the enemy? How did it know the wine from the gourd-shaped goblet? If the fire of Nimrod has no eye, how is it taking pains towards Abraham? If the Nile had not possessed that light and sight, wherefore should it have picked out the Egyptians from the Israelites? If mountain and rock had not been endowed with sight, then how should it have become friend to David? If this earth had not possessed a spiritual eye, wherefore should it have swallowed Karun in such a fashion? If the moaning pillar had not possessed the eye of the heart, how should it have seen the separation of that august one? If the gravel had not been possessed of an eye, how should it have given testimony in the closed fist?
Aye, aye, aye. Are you listening? He's bringing what? All this stuff that we say it happened, and you logical fellow, so it didn't happen. Because physically it didn't happen. We are not talking about the physical stuff here, but what's your idea about it? First of all, we say there was this fellow who had some pieces of stone in hand, came to Muhammad and said, "What's in my hand? If you are a prophet, do you want me to say what's in your hand, and do you want me to what is in your hand tell you that I'm the prophet?" The second one is more difficult. open your hands. And the gravel talked. What? Gravel talking like this? No. We are making a story in all of this that a believer understands what we are talking about, and an unbeliever doesn't get it really what we are talking about. Because when I say the gravels in the hand of Mulab, they talked and they said, "Yes, this is Muhammad the prophet." What am I talking about? The physical stuff? Or I'm talking about the spirituality. Let's go back. Let's go to the heart. Let's go to understanding this part of that part. At the end, let me go at the beginning. The wind. Does the wind has eyes or not? Physical eyes? Of course not. But wind understands where it is going and what is it doing? Of course it does. In another way. With another techniques, which is spirituality. It's not the real physical stuff that we are talking about. Yes?
O intellect, unfold your wings and pinions. Read the surah. When the earth shall be caused to quake with a mighty quaking. At the resurrection, how should this earth give testimonies concerning good and evil without having seen?
Okay, his suggestion is to your real Aql, the best one, which is Khiran, we say, you open your wings and read that surah of Quran. Imagine that your best understanding is ask it to read a verse of Quran, which is when the earth started to shake and everything was shaking. He said, go and read it carefully. You will read later. Yes?
For she will relate her experiences and informations. The earth will reveal her secrets to us. This sending of me to you, O Prince, is a clear evidence that the sender was aware.
Aha! You never thought about that. What does it say? Don't you think that somebody sent me to you Therefore, that somebody knows everything. When you understand that the spirituality is here, you should understand that there is something that gave you this spirituality. Why are you alive? Because you are given this life, right? You didn't get it by yourself. This is something that is given to us. So spirituality is like that. It's given to you. You should understand that, there is a giver which will give this to us. Yes?
That such a medicine as this is suitable to such a desperate malady for the purpose of success. Previously, you had seen visions that God would choose me out. I, having taken the rod and the light in my hand, would break your insolent horn. On this account, the Lord of the judgment was showing unto you terrible visions of diverse sorts. Suitable to your evil conscience and your inordinate disobedience, that you might know that he knows what is proper for you. That you might know that he is wise and omniscient and the healer of irremediable maladies.
Yeah. There are these maladies that nobody could cure, but he could. What is this he? You say, listen, first of all, before I come, you were imagining that I will come and I will do. Do you remember all that from? Before a spirituality comes, your animal part knows that it will come and will try to stop it. When you were 2 or 3 years old, you were very kind. Your parents, to protect you, they taught you that, don't be kind to everyone. When there is someone passing by and you don't know who he is, blah, 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 all of that. And that made you, the little baby, to think that there are awful people outside of our house. Was it correct? Of course not. But it happens like that because of this confusion. You knew that I'm coming. This should be the best thing for you to understand. You should wait for me because I'm a part of you. I should understand that my personality is not what I was born with. When I was a kid, I was like other kids. What am I now? I built it up. I? Or we built it up? Right at the beginning, I knew that. I don't have a lot of this. This was my lucky part of life, really. I was a baby, and I knew there are two kind of people. The spiritual one and the animal one. This is how they call them. In my childhood, it was animals. Because in the language of that occasion, the animals has some other words to say. Let's say, these are animals and the rest of us are insan. Never said Adam. Because Adam is that animal. Adam? Adam is a part of me. Where is the Eve? But insan comes from us, from our relation, our feeling towards each other. So I realized there are two kind of this. And whenever they said, somebody is bad, what kind of bad? Because I knew there is one kind of bad, which is ignorance. There is other kind of bad, which is not ignorance. This one I should forgive, because this one could change. There are some bad attitudes which are fixed in the people, that's different stuff. So ignorance is the problem that we should understand. Because that is the problem. Yes?
Through false interpretations, you were made blind and deaf to those visions, saying, this is caused by heavy slumber. And the physician and the astrologer in flashes saw the explanation of it, but concealed it from the greedy motives.
Ah, those doctors and the astronomers, they realized that I'm coming. They knew it, but they didn't bring it open because they're afraid of you. They didn't tell you. Do you remember when he saw that star? In the dream, he came up and he brought in everybody that, okay, what is it? Let's do something about it. A lot of them, they knew what is this, but they couldn't say because he would kill them. This is what the ego is. The arrogance doesn't let some ideas to enter even my head. Not to take the root and stuff like that, because this is how the animal works. Yes?
He said, "Far be it from your empire and kingship that anxiety should enter into your consciousness. When the constitution is indisposed by food that disagrees with it, or by rich delicacies, it sees visions and sleep."
Oh, please. Again, he said,
One line ahead.
He said,
"Far be it from your empire and kingship that anxiety should enter into your consciousness."
Aha. Anxiety shouldn't enter in your consciousness. The wording is not that. It's not anxiety, first of all. He's feeling bad. That's all said. And they said, that feeling bad shouldn't come, shouldn't enter your understanding. Ha ha ha. Let's go back. How about one book at least? Do you remember when Rumi started to prove to you that, listen, this universe is mixed up, the opposite are working together? And we're talking about it. Building starts with ruining. But that's not ruining. That's the beginning of the building. You should understand it. Me, as an architect, I go there and I'll say they dig. I understand they're building. If you don't know architecture, you say, why are they digging like this? Right? If you say, listen, Mr. Pharaoh, yes, these people around you, because they have the fear of you, they said, you, the unhappiness should not enter your understanding. If unhappiness is not there, happiness could not be there. We talked about it. They're both together. This togetherness is your problem, because I'm here to be with you. I'm half of you. But you don't. You want to be all you. You don't understand that it's not all you. Yes, if you have a pet, that's all that pet. A cow is just a cow. What is this fellow? Just an animal? She is teacher. Where that is coming from? Where is it coming from? From her physical existence? Or from this culture, she became teacher. That's how it is. The fellowship doesn't understand. Her physiology doesn't understand her being the teacher. Doesn't even give a damn if she feels a little bit sick and will go to a doctor. If the doctor is a physical doctor, does that doctor care if she's a teacher or a thief? No. I said she's psychiatrist, blah, 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 it's different, but physically. But where is that? Where is the most important part of this fellow? Is that teaching stuff? That's the character and all of that, isn't it? But the fellowship doesn't understand this. Doesn't get it. Here we say, okay, look at you. You knew that I'm going to come. You tried to stop it. Why?